Well, good morning, and thank you all for being here today. It's great to see so many partners and stakeholders present, and I also want to thank the governor and lieutenant governor in particular for being here today. And it's great also to have so many different partners from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. We've got EPA here, Jim Gulliford, Region 7 Administrator. Thank you, Jim. We've got our friends from USDA, NRCS, John Hubert. I saw Marty, and John's the acting state conservationist now. We've got Kurt Simon assigned to Washington, D.C., at least for a little bit longer. So thanks, John, for keeping things on track here. And I also want to thank all of the farmers and landowners across the state who are making significant investments at a challenging time economically to implement the Iowa nutrient reduction strategy. So we announced the strategy 5 years ago, and we said that it would be a collaborative approach to making water quality improvements here in the state of Iowa and ultimately in the Gulf of Mexico. The strategy is also built on the premise that point and non-point, urban and rural, ag and non-ag must work together to make water quality improvements. And so collaboration has been critically important to all of our efforts over the last 5 years, and we've been extremely encouraged by the engagement we have seen across the state. We've seen farmers and landowners and communities, businesses, homeowners, and many others making improvements to improve water quality. More than 250 different organizations are participating in our 65 demonstration projects across the state. And many, some of those demonstration projects have displays here around the perimeter here. So please stop and talk with our project coordinators and learn about their efforts. These partners have provided $37.7 million to go with the $23.4 million in state funding that are going to these projects. So we have tremendous leverage going on. Just a few examples of these partners stepping up and making a significant investment include $18.2 million from six USDA Regional Conservation Partnership Program grants that our department is working with. The Iowa Pork Producers, who we have representatives here today as well, have invested $50,000 to offset up to 50% of the cost for pig farmers to install saturated buffers and bioreactors on their farmland. And also Ducks Unlimited has provided $30,000 contribution for a water quality wetland in the Boone River Watershed Project in Wright County. And in addition, we are seeing farmers taking on the challenge of improving water quality. And over the last 5 years, 8,000 farmers, including nearly 4,600 first-time users, have signed up for a water quality-focused project through the Water Quality Initiative Cost Share Program. These farmers have invested $17 million of their own funds to try cover crops, no-till and strip-till, and nitrification inhibitors on their land. We have partnered with more than 44 urban water quality projects, and it's been encouraging to see our urban neighbors and partners engaging in this important issue. And we all have a role to play on this important subject, and we are seeing Iowans step up. When we announced the strategy, we also said that Iowa approach would be science-based. So it's no accident that we're here at the ISU Research Farm today, overlooking a research project on bioreactors behind us. Due to our rich soils and high organic matter that makes Iowa's land so productive, we also need practices that treat water and remove nutrients before they reach a river, lake, or stream. And we've seen over and over again that Iowa farmers are progressive, they're open-minded, and they're constantly looking for ways to improve. We need to continue to give farmers additional tools to do an even better job for caring for their land. Over the last 5 years, we've also identified new practices such as bioreactors and saturated buffers and other tools to help farmers protect water quality. We've also created an innovative approach that provides crop insurance premium reduction for farmers who use cover crops. Iowa was the first state to adopt such a program, and other states are looking at Iowa as a model to develop similar efforts in their states. And as we look to the next 5 years and beyond, we know that we need to continue to scale up our efforts to implement practices across the state. We have worked hard over the last 5 years to build the knowledge base and secure the funding needed to move from a demonstration phase to an implementation phase of this project. And as further evidence of private sector engagement, we have the Iowa Ag Water Alliance and the Iowa Nutrient Research and Education Council, both private entities that have been formed specifically for the mission of advancing Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy. And with more than $250 million now approved in water quality funding over the next 12 years, we are excited to build on this very strong foundation that has been established and expand the collaborative, science-based efforts already underway. much more to do, but I know that we're on the right track. So I will now turn it over to Governor Reynolds, and I know that she was at the press conference 5 years ago when this strategy was developed. Thank you for your support over the years, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Secretary Naig. We appreciate your efforts. As you know, I grew up in rural Iowa, and I know how hard that our farmers work each and every day to feed and fuel the world. And these efforts aren't going unnoticed. I'm going to switch hands here. I sincerely appreciate their hard work and the important efforts that farmers are making in adopting conservation practices. I remember when we first started the discussing the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, we knew that this was an effort that could not be done alone. And as Iowans, we're known for coming together to lend a hand, to help our neighbors, and to work for the common good. And that is honestly the same approach that is applied to the Nutrient Reduction Strategy. We knew we must bring together stakeholders to gather the best information, to utilize the most current resources and best practices, and work together to improve water quality. During the development process, a significant number of stakeholders were involved, including state lawmakers, Iowa State University, agricultural groups, environmental leaders, farmers and landowners, municipalities, and many others. And today, we celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Nutrient Reduction Strategy. I'm proud of how this water quality effort has moved beyond our farmers and into our urban communities as well. For example, I recently visited a stormwater wetland on the north side of Ankeny. This wetland will capture sediment and nutrients and stormwater runoff from the rapidly growing community. Without the wetland, the stormwater runoff would flow untreated into Fort Creek Mile. I'm also excited about the efforts underway in Cedar Rapids. The city of Cedar Rapids has been addressing water quality by collaborating with farmers and landowners in the watershed above the city. Cedar Rapids received a grant through the USDA Regional Conservation Partnership Program specifically for that purpose. Working together, local conservation partners, farmers, and landowners are installing best practice methods like cover crops, nutrient management, wetlands, and saturated buffers to help improve water quality, water quantity, and soil health in the Cedar River watershed. Iowans across the state are making water quality a high priority. And it's that commitment was also apparent during the 2018 legislative session when historic water quality bill was passed that had been worked on the previous 3 years. I was proud to be able to sign the first bill as a governor of the state funding for water quality. The bill committed more than $280 million to Iowa's water quality efforts over the next 12 years, and it really built on what the state had provided in resources for water quality over the past 5 years, including more than $10 million annually. This is just not as easy as it looks. Or maybe it doesn't look easy because it's not. Okay. And using the science-backed nutrient reduction strategy as our roadmap, we're going to continue charging forward with our efforts. And really together, we've had the opportunity to modernize Iowa's agriculture infrastructure, create jobs, create entrepreneurship opportunities, and we also will scale up our work on edge-of-field practices like saturated buffers and bioreactors in wetlands. We'll continue to develop new practices and tools that will help our farmers while doing an even better job to protect water quality and improve soil health. So as you can tell, we're excited about the future. We have the right plan. We have significant funding in place and tremendous team of partners working on this critical issue. And I want to thank everyone here today for their hard work and for their dedication to improving Iowa's water quality. We are absolutely looking forward to building on that strong foundation that's been created over the past years. We know there's more work to do, and we have the right people at the table to continue doing the right things on making sure that we have great water quality and soil health for Iowa. So thank you for all that you guys have done. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Lieutenant Governor Adam Gray.
Well, thank you, Governor. As the Governor and Secretary Naig laid out, there's a lot of work taking place by many different partners to improve water quality in our state. That makes tracking, transparency, and accountability critically important to evaluate progress. We're fortunate to have Iowa State University coordinating measurement efforts for the Iowa Nutrient Reduction reduction strategy. They have a comprehensive approach to measurement that looks at both quantifying the practices and activities necessary to make water quality improvements and evaluating water quality monitoring efforts that are underway all across the state. The Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy Annual Report quantifies efforts in each area. Highlights from the most recent report include the fact that $420 million in private and public sector funding has been dedicated for water quality efforts. That's an increase of $32 million compared to the previous year. Outreach efforts effectively doubled in the last year to 474 events focused on water quality, with over 54,000 attendees. The report also highlights Iowa's extensive water quality monitoring system throughout the state, from edge of field practices to large watersheds. This includes at least 88% of Iowa's land that naturally drains to a location with water quality sensors that have been installed and maintained by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, the University of Iowa, and the U.S. Geological Survey. As the governor and I traveled all 99 counties, we've had the opportunity to visit a wide variety of water quality projects and meet with Iowans who are committed to working together to improve water quality. It's clear that the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy has helped everyone get on the same page and pull in the same direction to address this very important issue for our state. We're encouraged by all the work that's already taken place and are excited to see the continued progress over the next 5 years and beyond. And at this time, I'd like to turn the podium over to Dr. Hongwei Shin. He's the interim director of the Iowa Nutrient Research Center, and he's the assistant dean for research with the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Iowa State University. Dr. Hongwei Shin.
Make sure I can hold this so it doesn't get blown away. Well, thank you very much, Lieutenant Governor Craig. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. And it is my pleasure and honor to represent the scientists active in the Iowa Nutrient Research Center and representing the Iowa State University College of Agriculture and Life Sciences as a partner with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and Iowa Department of Natural Resources in developing the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. The Iowa Nutrient Research Center, also observing the 5 years of work being established in 2013 by the Iowa Board of Regents after the legislation was passed by the state legislature. The research conducted by the Iowa Nutrient Research Center involves scientists from the region's universities, Iowa State University, University of Iowa, and University of Northern Iowa, and plus our collaborators. I need to pause just here to give credit to the science assessment team for the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy development. As the strategy was developed, the team spent more than 2 years providing the research-based foundation that allows us to quantify the effectiveness of the current practices for reducing nutrient losses from the landscape. The science assessment team was led by Iowa State University faculty and included individuals representing Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, Iowa Department of Natural Resources, USDA Ag Research Services, and U.S. Environment Protection Agency, and the USDA NRCS. These team members put in a tremendous time and effort and thoughts into the huge, sometimes a very daunting task. When we talk about mission-oriented research conducted by the Ag Experiment Station, this is exactly the type of project that it comes to mind. As many of you all know, the science that frames the nutrient reduction strategy was very well received. We truly believe that it is a one of a kind, first in a nation, a model for many states and regions to follow. So thank you to the efforts of the science assessment team, especially by Dr. John Lawrence of Iowa State University, who chaired the team, and Dr. Matt Helmers here today, who led the nutrient and the nitrogen team, and Dr. Tom Eisenhart, who is also here today and led the phosphorus team. So another very extremely valuable things the science assessment team did was to demonstrate the need for continuous research innovation to improve our water quality. That's exactly where the Iowa Nutrient Research Center came in. For 5 years, the center has forged ahead with the mission to provide science support necessary to address one of our state's most pressing concerns, that is water quality. We work to fund research that help us meet the goals identified in the nutrient reduction strategy. In the first 5 years, the center funded 60 research projects with over $7 million, involved more than 90 scientists, faculty, staff, and the graduate students. So the best expertise we have at Iowa State, University of Iowa, and University of Northern Iowa, plus collaborative efforts across the institutions. So the research evaluates the effectiveness of current and emerging practices. I'll talk in here too. So just before the program started, there was a tour that some of us attended to look at the bioreactor site just behind us that was funded by the Iowa Nutrient Research Center, led by Dr. Michelle Sapir of Ag and Biosystem Engineering. The bioreactors hold a great promise. The results have shown that they reduce nitrate in water by an average of 43%. So more study will further demonstrate the performance of the bioreactors. We have funded research that installed saturated buffers on the banks of the Big Creek in Boone County. Preliminary results have shown that the buffer is capable of removing more than 75% of tile water nitrates. The center also supports innovative work on drainage water recycling led by Dr. Helmers and on evaluation of prairie strips in crop field and of course the cover crops and many more. Through the center's research, we are setting the stage for demonstrating new and emerging practices that can help us make a difference towards meeting the nutrient reduction strategy goals. Iowa State University Extension and outreach plays a vital role in connecting our results with producers, landowners, and citizens, so along with many other outreach efforts of stakeholders and partners. So thank you for this opportunity to highlight the efforts of the Iowa Nutrient Research Center and our role in progress towards the nutrient reduction strategy goals. It's been a very positive 5 years. We're looking forward to even more positive 5 years and beyond in the future. Thank you very much. So now it's my pleasure to introduce the next speaker. I would look at Jim Elm, Environmental Service Division Administrator, Iowa DNR. Jim.
Actually, your next speaker is Jim. I'm Bill. But anyway, it's a pleasure to be here today representing the Iowa DNR. The Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy is a science and technology-based approach to assess and reduce nutrients delivered to Iowa waterways and the Gulf of Mexico. The strategy outlines efforts to reduce nutrients in surface water from point sources, such as municipal and industrial wastewater treatment plants, and non-point sources, including farm fields and urban areas, in a scientific, reasonable, and cost-effective manner. The point source portion of the nutrient reduction strategy, which is executed by the Department of Natural Resources, established a process to achieve significant reductions in the amounts of nitrogen and phosphorus discharged to Iowa's rivers and streams by the largest industrial and municipal wastewater treatment plants. Nutrient reduction by wastewater treatment facilities will protect and improve water quality in local streams, especially during low flow periods when point sources have the greatest impact. Now, point source nutrient reduction by the numbers. When the nutrient reduction strategy started, very little to no monitoring for nutrients was being done at Iowa facilities. Today, 125 of the 154 identified nutrient reduction facilities, nutrient reduction strategy facilities, collects approximately 26,000 nutrient samples annually at an estimated cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars for those plants. This data is informing what is possible at facilities of different shapes, sizes, and waste loads as they complete their feasibility studies, and it is important for measuring progress into the future. Of the 154 municipal wastewater treatment plants and industrial facilities required to assess their nutrient removal, 125 have been issued new permits. Of those, 83 have also submitted feasibility studies on potential technology improvements at their facilities. Additionally, 19 facilities have met the nutrient reduction point source reduction goal of 66% for nitrogen. 8 facilities have already met their nutrient reduction goal of 75% for phosphorus. 43 additional wastewater treatment plants have committed to construct upgrades to remove phosphorus and nitrogen. In addition to the facilities that have met the goals, facilities are actively constructing or have completed construction of nutrient removal facilities this year, and that includes Grinnell, Eagle Grove, West Burlington, Tyson Fresh Meat in Perry, and Dairy Concepts in Allerton. We have seen cities like Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Dubuque, and Storm Lake partner with farmers to invest in conservation practices in their watersheds. When the nutrient reduction strategy started, the ability to confidently account for statewide export of nutrients was limited by data that only utilized monthly sampling of nutrients at key locations. However, we were able to utilize that data to confirm the predictive models for total nitrogen loading. Today, monitoring systems are in place utilizing real-time technology for nitrogen and turbidity that allows for a much more accurate and precise accounting of statewide nutrient loads. Governor, you're right. When the strategy started, we had 8 real-time sensors for nitrate. Today, in this state, we have 70. That is thought to be approximately 1/3 of all the real-time nitrate sensors nationwide. And when the strategy started, we had no real-time sensors to assist in counting for phosphorus. This year, we have deployed 24 turbidity sensors. The new sensor array will help inform our estimates of statewide phosphorus loads in 2019. We are making great progress with our point source partners, and utilizing a process that allows them to significantly reduce their nutrient loading with technologies and actions that are measurable and feasible financially and into the future. With that, I'd like to introduce one of our key partners in the nutrient reduction strategy. Jim Gulliford is the original administrator for EPA and with whom we work a great deal. Jim.
Well, good morning. And I'm last on the program, so I'm the person you've been waiting for. Again, it's nice to get up to Ames where it's 2 degrees cooler than it is in Kansas City. I want to thank the governor, the Secretary of Agriculture, and others for the invitation to come and share some thoughts with you folks and to be up here. I think many of you know I have a lot of my career that's been invested in the protection of Iowa's natural resources, its soils, its water, working with farmers and working with other people in communities. So it's great to be here and share this opportunity. First of all, congratulations again to the state of Iowa for 5 years now implementing the state's nutrient reduction strategy. It's a dynamic plan, it's changing, it's getting better, and it's working. You know, it's cooperating at all of the ways that you've heard described already today to work with farmers, to work with communities, again, to address the big challenge of nutrient enrichment in Iowa's waters, ultimately the waters of the U.S., I shouldn't have said that, but also all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. The congratulations as well on the work of the Iowa legislature with the governor's support and leadership to get the funding committed for the future to make sure that in this state there are the resources that are going to be necessary again to partner with agriculture and communities We're happy to share a little bit in that, providing funds through our state revolving funds to help communities deal with some of the challenges that they have. And again, putting together the financing necessary to upgrade the facilities that Bill talked about. In other words, to provide treatment for wastewater and other water resources that are used. Even some of the non-point work that goes on through this work of the DNR in that fund. As I said, I've had a lot of time in my career that's been invested in this, but it's great to see that Iowa chose a science-based approach, again, to address nutrient enrichment in its waters. Working with agriculture, with the urban people, the communities, and the university, it's an approach that will continue to evolve, and it's an approach that we think, again, is on track. For many years, Iowa and the Environmental Protection Agency have partnered in the leadership of an organization called the Hypoxia Task Force. This is an organization that brought together all of the states from the Mississippi River Basin, their DNRs, their ag agencies, their natural resources, their environmental agencies, brought all of those people together with the federal agencies, USDA, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Department of Interior programs to, again, work together to figure out the best approach. And to their credit, what they came up with was this idea that each state would develop a nutrient reduction strategy that met their goals, their needs, and the uniqueness of each of their state programs to, again, address nutrient enrichment. So again, it put the leadership where it belongs at the local level with our states, with our communities. So that's been a good thing for us. I can look back to the time when the science assessment, and it was mentioned earlier today, Matt and Tom, and the work that Iowa State did to produce the science assessment, it was looked upon with great expectations. And I can tell you that even before the final printing was done, we were sharing it with our other state partners and with the federal agencies, very much interested in seeing what this strategy was, which this concept that looked at each of the practices that could address nutrient reduction, either phosphorus or nitrogen reduction, and looking at how effective they might be in the field in the real situations. Again, that's the science foundation that this strategy is based on. And again, I don't think we would see the success that this has had without that type of an effort. So finally, I can say with certainty that EPA is committed and will continue to be a partner in supporting the work in the state of Iowa to address nutrient reduction. We want to move forward to address these challenges of nutrient enrichment in a way that makes sense, in a way that gets the job done, in a way that treats our farmers, our communities fairly, and again addresses what we believe is a great challenge, but also a great opportunity to improve water quality in Iowa and across the Mississippi River Basin. So, affirming that commitment, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be here, and I'll turn it over to Mike to close things up.
Thank you again, Jim. It's great to know that we've got folks with good Iowa ties in positions like EPA and with Bill Northey, certainly at USDA as well. Thank you again. That concludes the program, so remember to visit with our folks around the perimeter here and folks involved in our projects, different project partners. There's tours are available here of the research project. You can form to the right of the stage, your left, and then the governor will hold a media availability here to the left of the stage, my left, your right. Thank you again for being here this morning.